Happy Earth Day, everybody, out
Woo-hoo,
there.
Earth Day!
It's episode six time for Discussions of an Uncertain Nature. This is Patrick.
And this is my friend Meg.
And we don't have our good microphone today.
So if our sound sucks, you can totally blame Meg and leave a comment saying how much you hate Meg.
I don't know if that's really necessary.
I think it is. Everybody should hate you.
What about you?
Everybody should hate everybody
forever. You're having a bad day today.
Yeah, I woke up with a migraine. I still have a migraine. So everybody's evil and bad today.
I'll make you feel better because, like I said, today's Earth Day. And I came up with a bunch of tips that you could integrate into your life to make your carbon footprint, which is the amount of carbon emissions that you put out, a little less. But before I get into that, on the way here...
Seems a little preachy to me.
On the way here... I was driving on I-39, which is the north-south road in Illinois, like the main interstate, and I looked off to the side, and I saw a deer bounding through somebody's yard, like no big deal. It went through an empty field, and then it just went over somebody's trash and into the forest.
That you know, I live in, well, I'm not going to say where I live in, but I live in a place where there are forests by my house, and the deer are at night always on our lawn.
It was an Earth Day miracle.
Well, for me, it's just a common day occurrence.
A deer running across somebody's yard is like the Earth Day equivalent of Jesus being born.
They destroyed our light-up candy canes around Christmas time. I'm not even kidding. Like, they would step on them and break them in half.
Maybe you shouldn't have plastic, you know, disgusting...
It's Christmas! You don't attack Christmas! Do you understand? You back away from Christmas... You do not touch it. Christmas is sacred and holy, and everything is about it is good.
Christmas
is beautiful.
A Christian holiday that has been destroyed by commercialism.
It doesn't matter what the Christian side of it is. It's a day where everybody is not a douchebag like they normally are. Everybody gets to be nice, and it's a good time, and you give gifts. It doesn't matter what you get. You give gifts. You don't think of yourself. You think of other people. And when I do that all year round, and very few people reciprocate... The one time they reciprocate is freaking sacred to me. You do not touch that.
You love giving gifts.
Yes, I do.
It's your favorite thing to do.
It is.
And I... When's your birthday? It's in May. It's
yes.
May 5th. No, it's not. It's May 20-something.
No.
Shit.
Wait a minute. May 4th.
Okay.
The 5th threw me off because it starts with an F.
4th.
4th.
Okay, I know what I'm going to get you.
What?
I can't tell you, but because you've always gotten me a gift for, like, every excuse you could possibly get, I haven't gotten you anything.
I get gifts for everybody for every excuse I could possibly think of.
I just let you borrow things, so I know what I'm going to get you, but I'm excited about that.
Okay. Hey, you gave me one really awesome... You gave me that the Gospel According to Biff, which was one of the coolest gifts I've
That's
ever gotten.
True.
Freaking used books, man. Seriously.
Yeah, it was a book that I had already read, and I was like, Patrick would like this. I've read it. I'll just give it to him.
It's awesome, and I love the binding. It's like an actual Bible.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So here are a few tips to green your day for Earth Day. I've just got a couple. They're, you know, you can do them or not, whatever. Copy on both sides of the paper when you're printing something, like a
Ooh.
Paper, which I do all the time, just because... I'm poor, and I don't like buying paper.
Yeah, I second that.
Also,
I also use both sides of the toilet paper. That was a joke.
I know. I didn't know how to respond quick enough. Next, don't use plastic water bottles.
I agree. Get
a reusable one. It's so much better, and you always have it. You can just refill it.
See, my mom uses... plastic water bottles for the bad kind for work because she has the same thing I have where if you rewash any plastic container, we taste the plastic. Because plastic is actually leaching into your food. Every kind of plastic is leaching into your food, this carbon thing. Most people can't taste it. Some people can. My mom and I can. We can't stand drinking out of plastic things that were washed. And the metal ones always kind of keep a soapy taste. Water bottles are just flawed.
You drink out of my metal water bottle.
Yeah. I'm like, I taste it and I don't like it, but I'm not going to, like, if I'm thirsty, I'm not going to go, oh, no, never.
You're not going to spit the water out?
Oh, God.
Again.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Aww. That's a
Here's
fun
one that
noise.
I never do. Turn off your power strip when you're, at the end of the day, or unplug it. I never do that because I always like to watch TV when I'm falling asleep, or like turn on a movie commentary, and that's plugged into my power strip that like everything else in my room is plugged into. So I don't do that one, but I would encourage it. Do you do that?
I charge my phone and my DS, and I have a fan on when I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So, if people give me crap about having a fan on, they can go choke on a
No, I
donkey
always,
dick.
it's hot in your apartment.
Well, I need the sound.
I like the sound, yes, but I was gonna say I like the sound too.
It came out super gay. I need the sound.
I need the white noise machine on.
I mean, the white noise, it's beautiful. Until the seagulls crow.
Have you ever used a ShamWow,
I
Patrick?
have.
Isn't it the greatest thing?
They're pretty awesome.
Get a ShamWow instead of paper towels.
I agree with that.
I know it's kind of hard because paper towels are so convenient. You just put them on a roll and you just take them off and you wipe shit up that fell on the floor. And ShamWows you have to wash. But just get like two sets so
Yeah.
that one, while one's washing, you use the other one.
ShamWows are incredible.
They are. And I love that guy.
I hated him. I'm glad he got put in jail for hitting a hooker.
She bit his tongue.
He hit her.
I know, I'm not advocating it.
Biting the tongue, it could be a very sensual affair.
I'm not advocating hitting hookers.
We could try
We'd
it.
have to get a hooker first.
Never mind. I was using you in place
I
of,
know.
yes, okay.
You're making fun of me, as you usually
I
do.
wasn't making fun of
You're
you.
calling me a hooker.
I was not. That was not my intention.
Yes, you
The
did.
intention was not to call you a hooker. The intention was to make certain members of the audience uncomfortable by implying a sexual act between the two of us.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were talking about hitting.
No.
Let's move on. I'm done. I'm
God.
done with.
You just fail at joke today.
So that's how. Those are a couple ways you can green your life
Oh,
today for Earth Day.
turn off the water when you're brushing your teeth.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's a
That,
simple one. I've always
yeah.
done that. I was like trained to do that.
I wasn't, but although I also like I do that, but then I leave the water on for when I'm washing my hands because I want warm water when I'm washing my hands. I'm picky.
That makes sense. I understand.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still a waste of water.
Just don't wash your hands. Here's something.
That's weird.
No, I don't know. I get in trouble with my sister for not washing my hands every time I'm done going to the bathroom. Because I'm an impatient person, and sometimes when I heads up, we're gonna talk about bathroom-ness
Poop.
for a minute here.
Poop.
I'm very impatient. As you know, I'm the fastest pooper in the West.
Yeah, seriously, quick draw.
It's because I don't have the patience to sit there and wait for everything to come out.
So you're just done.
Even if I'm not done.
Oh, wow. So you'll go later?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Like people keep a track. They're like, I went to the bathroom like three times. I pooped so many times today. I'm like, I poop throughout the day. I don't know why. I just get bored sitting there and waiting for it. Or I get self-conscious that the people that are waiting for me are, thinking of why I'm in the bathroom for so long.
I wonder what Meg's doing. She's probably crouched over the toilet, dropping a deuce right now.
I'm paranoid about that.
That's a weird.
But then I don't wash my hands because it's time consuming and I didn't poop or pee on my hands. That's what the toilet paper's for.
I mean, well, that. I disagree with the poo one. I can understand when peeing, because, well, at least for me, I shake it out, it goes. I shake it to get the drops out, and I shake it back
Right,
in.
but see, women wipe for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
But for like food pooping, I don't, anything that comes anywhere near poop, I wash my hands afterwards. I just poop is yucky.
I'm okay with poop because I have, I don't know, I'm totally okay with that. I have animals that poop. I can touch it and be okay with it. Not that I like.
Well, I mean, like, I can pick it up and everything as long as I know there will be hand washing that will take
Oh
place
yeah,
soon
I wash my
after.
hands after I touch feces, but
Oh, okay.
and I don't know, sometimes after a particularly nasty one from myself, I will
Oh.
wash my hands. But I don't do it all the time. And people say, so you don't get sick. I'm never sick, ever.
Ever. She's never once in her entire life been
I
sick.
can't remember the last time I was
You're like a T-1000 or some sort of robot.
Or Bruce Willis in Unbreakable.
Good movie.
I
Nice
know.
reference. All right, let's continue this. This is good stuff.
But
Wow, I really felt like with the cadence of my voice there, we should have been like, Wayne's World, party time, excellent.
So
That's even better reference.
that was a good reference. Next, you have homework, sir, that you need to tell us about.
Mythbusters thing. Okay, so one of the things they got wrong was the guy who peed on the live rail and died from it. There was a guy who did that, and he did die from it. There were burns on his fingers and on the tip of his penis from electricity going into his body and leaving it. He died because he peed on the rail, and they said that that can't happen. And then afterwards, the announcer had said there's no proof that it did. There was proof documented. The guy who did the autopsy wrote a book because he was I think he was the head coroner for New York for a while, and he wrote just about really interesting deaths. So, yeah, that actually happened. And then they constantly have to correct themselves.
They revisit myths.
Yeah, but when they revisit myths and then they prove themselves wrong, all they're doing is really proving that their process is incredibly faulty.
But at least they're admitting that they made a mistake and they're going to try and rectify it.
Yeah, but they can't without proper scientific testing, and they don't do proper scientific testing. Proper scientific testing takes a long time. It takes thousands of trials. One trial, made for TV to look cool, probably isn't going to do it.
Adam and Jamie do not claim to be scientists. At the very beginning of each episode, it says there are about 30 years of special effects training between the two of them. They are special effects artists. Of course, they're sensationalists. They're on television. They don't claim to be scientists.
But
They
they.
don't do, they don't claim that they say, yeah, let's do some science. That's kind of like their catchphrase, but it's not quite science, it's sensationalism.
But they contend that they can prove or disprove these myths. And they're not even myths, really, these
Claims.
claims. But claims busters doesn't sound as good. They claim that they can do this, and they can't. They do it wrong. It just looks cool. That's all it is. I mean, it's a cool show. I like that it gets people interested in science, so there is a net gain for science as a whole there. But I don't like the show because I don't put any, like, you get one wrong once, and then you prove yourself wrong with it, and you prove how badly you perform tests, and your credibility is shot. You have no more credibility.
I think that they've got credibility with me just because they're in the pursuit of gaining knowledge and experimenting.
But it's faulty
The
knowledge.
means by which they experiment doesn't, it doesn't matter if it's faulty because it's on television. And like I said, they're not claiming to be scientists, so there's no need to be
Well,
upset with them.
I'm explaining why I don't watch it.
Okay.
Because anytime they prove or disprove a myth or a claim, they're wrong, probably.
Well, okay, that's a big generalization.
Not
They're
really.
not always wrong.
I've.
And it's and they're and they recognize, I'm sure, that it's just their experiments. They
But then
could.
they say things like this myth has been busted. It's like, not
It's been
necessarily
busted by them on their show. And
in their one specific trial, or possibly a few
they
trials.
have an hour of airtime in which to do all
So
of their
you're
processes.
justifying them being wrong, essentially.
I'm justifying them not doing thousands and thousands of trials because that would be boring.
Well, I don't find it entertaining because they are most likely going to be wrong. Without proper testing, I cannot give them the benefit of the doubt.
But like I said, it doesn't matter that they're wrong or right
And
to them.
fair enough. Let me clarify real quick. There is a net gain for science enthusiasm as a whole, so I think Mythbusters is a good thing.
For net gain,
I
for.
don't like it.
Okay.
And I never will. Plus, I really don't like the guys on it.
I'm not even going to go there with you because they're some of my favorite people ever.
They bother me incredibly.
Good. So when I go as Jamie for Halloween, you can just stay away from me.
I won't say a word as Charlie Chaplin.
Nice tie.
Yep, I'm so good. Oh, just me. I feel like touching myself now.
Do you feel better?
I did it. I touched myself.
How's your headache?
It's still a headache, and it's still saying, I hate you. Not you, me.
No,
It hates
yeah.
me. My head hates me right now.
It'll be okay.
I think it's because I tried to read three separate theory articles last night, and my brain went, I can't handle this. Just stop it.
It's because theory is boring.
No, it's amazing. It's incredible. It's like brain sex, brain candy, brain, it's drugs. Theory is incredible. Problem is, it has absolutely no practical application because social theory only. Oh, the only people who read social theory are people in academia. So, anyway, let's move on before I get into another.
Move on to the next segment.
Yeah, what is the next
The other
segment?
day, I was, I've met some mostly children with interesting names. Not interesting, like stupid, like Orangelo or something like
Oh,
that.
God.
You know where I got that?
Lamangelo, and Melangelo.
Orange Jello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lemon Jello and Melon Jello.
Is that from something?
I don't know, it was thrown around in my high school a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody named their kid Rangelo and the other kid
Oh,
Lemangelo.
it's a joke. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm wondering if when you name a child something before they even have any sort of personality, does that have an effect on their personality? Case example.
Case in point.
Case in point. Case example works. It's
Does
a
it?
case.
Well, keep going.
Example number one. I was at the comic shop in Decatur, hanging out with some people, and this couple came in with their young daughter. She had to be two or three. And she was so cute, running around, touching everything, being mischievous, and her name was Loki,
That's
after the
awesome.
Norse god of mischief.
Norse. Sorry.
And it was so great, and I was so glad that her name was Loki.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm gonna jump in real
Go
quick.
ahead.
When I went to Ozfest after 8th grade, it was the summer of 8th grade, between 8th grade and freshman year of high school, I saw my math teacher there. I can't remember her name, but it doesn't matter. Her boyfriend's name was Thor, and he was tall, blonde haired, and blue eyed.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic, and she was short. I mean, she was kind of hot though, so I guess I understood why.
Thor would go for her.
Yeah, but yeah, Thor.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good example. I mean, what if he had grown up to look like, well, Hitler, you
My
know?
name is R.
What if that had happened?
Final
But
solution.
what if the couple had named Loki, I don't know, Demeter or something?
Would she be all hearthful and homey?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I name my kid Hephaestus, is he going to be lame and ugly?
I don't know. It's a question that, you know, bears serious thinking. Another example is I was at work and this mother had like five kids and she was yelling at them and one of them kept like trying to climb up onto the counter. So she said, "Kane, stop it." And I stopped for a second. I couldn't believe his name was Kane. Why would you do that to your child?
Cain is an awesome name. I really like the name
It's a good
Cain.
name, but in the Bible, Cain murders his brother and then dooms his entire family.
Well, I mean, I knew a guy named Abel, and he was a complete douchebag.
Okay.
100% doucher. Self-centered, conceited, just,
It's
oh.
because God preferred him.
His name should have been Adonis, because he like, sculpted his body and stuff, but he couldn't. This is my problem with body sculptors. They sculpt their body, but then they don't have any practical application for that muscle. It's ridiculous. He tried to punch me. I got out of the way and I punched him. He went, oh God! And he got hurt and he ran away. Well, not ran away, but he was like, I don't want to fight anymore. I'm like, well, you know, don't be a dick bag. Dick bag. His name was Abel. That really bothers me. I thought he should have been a nice guy. It's like naming your kid an adjective and then not
There's
turning out to
nothing
be
in the
that.
Bible that says Abel is a nice guy. He just kills sheep and God likes him better.
I thought Abel was the farmer.
Cain was the farmer because Cain gave vegetables as vegetables, I guess, as he gave his crop as a sacrifice,
Yeah.
but God preferred the sacrificial lamb.
God's a dick bag.
Okay, that's kind of harsh.
In the Old Testament, well, I mean,
No, in the Old Testament.
I'm not gonna piss off any Christians here because the Old Testament God is not the New
He's
Testament
a
God.
vengeful, wrathful God in the Old Testament, you're right.
Yeah,
But
I think New Testament God would prefer man growing something, creating something, rather than just slaughtering something.
But that's how the story goes. And then Cain kills his brother, and then God marks Cain, and the race of Cain is all of Cain's descendants that have a mark on them that, you know, they're evil and
Yeah.
you shouldn't trust them.
I think you're a descendant of Cain. Let's see, what else?
I don't have a mark on me. Did I tell you about that one time I was at Borders and it was Ash Wednesday, but I didn't realize it? And a bunch of people had like the ash on their
Oh
forehead.
yeah, that weird kind of cultish
And I thought, no, don't say that. It's not cultish.
thing.
It's a religious practice. You're so mean.
My family's been Catholic since, well, forever, as far as I know. Well, since Catholicism was, in style in Ireland. And they go to service on Ash Wednesday, they never get ash put on them. That's really strange.
It's strange to you. It's not strange to people who get it done to them.
I don't know, man. I've seen a lot of really traditional Catholics in my time because that's what my family is and that's what like surrounds other traditional Catholic families. We go to traditional Irish Catholic churches. They don't put ash on anybody.
Regardless, some churches do.
That's weird. It is
And
strange. It is outside the norm.
any religion is outside the norm
Except
to other
Protestantism.
religions. You can't say that. It's
But like the majority is the norm, so Protestantism is the norm.
regardless, I was at Borders and there were people with ash on their forehead. I
Yeah.
had read the Left Behind, most of the Left Behind series, and had gleaned from that that in the Christian belief, in the Christian religion, when the rapture happens afterwards, after everybody's freaked out, and the 4,400, I think is the number, bigger than that, after the large group of people go up to heaven with Jesus,
Oh, that, yeah.
they people who have then accepted Christ after a certain period of time after that, they will have a mark on their forehead that only other Christians can see. So I thought I had missed something really huge. And I was with a friend of mine, and I was like, "Hey, do you see that?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Did the rapture happen and I didn't know?" And he said, "No, it's Ash Wednesday." Oh, of course.
Wow, that's special.
But anyway, that's one of my questions to our listeners. Do names, when we give names to children, do you think that that has any effect on who they become as adults?
That's a fair question. I knew a little girl named Jezebel. Jezebel's a prostitute's name. I'm really hoping she doesn't become a prostitute, 'cause she was really cute. Oh, her being attractive
Would help.
would certainly help that. Help her peddle her wares, so to speak.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna trash organized religion a lot. A lot, a lot. I want to clarify something to our listeners. If I trash organized religion and you're that religion, I'm not making a judgment call on you. I'm making a judgment call on the organization. For example, the Catholic Church, which has committed more evil in its time than, I don't know, probably any other church ever. Unless they're like satanic and sacrifice stuff. Satan stuff is weird. Like, I studied that stuff because I studied all religions. At least all religions that I knew
You
about.
studied a lot of
I
religions.
said I had specified at least
You
all
st
religions that I had heard of. Like
Okay.
even stuff like the cult of Isis.
Okay.
And Satanism is just weird. Like it's not actually most of it is not actually most of the versions of it is not actually praying to Satan. It's like the idea of being free. But it's free to an extreme extent. It's creepy. Weird, weird stuff. Really out there. Anyway, let's move on.
We have like about 6 minutes. We have some. I have to address a couple of listeners. My best friend from Britain, who's my only friend from Britain, Josh, asked why we hate France as Americans, and shouldn't we like France because they, let me see if I can quote him without actually looking at it, because they helped us in our quote coup d'etat, end quote.
Coup d'état. Oh, you mean
From Britain.
the time when we fought off an unjust ruler? Yeah, that time. I remember that. I was alive back then.
Why do we hate
I am immortal. I have the very blood of kings.
why do we not like
That's
France?
a Highlander reference. Why don't I like France? I don't know, man. Seems like something to hate.
I think it's because I don't really have a good reason. I think it's because the media has propagated that we should not like France. The best example excuse me, the best example I can come up with is a Simpsons episode where they showed France like in a war meeting room, and all the generals were together, and when they laughed, their throats came out
Yeah,
like
like
frogs.
frogs, yeah.
And I thought that's because we just don't like France because they're silly.
I honestly, the reason I don't like France is there are many reasons. One of them is actually because they lost one battle in such an epic fail way against the British that I can't take them seriously as a country anymore.
Do you remember the name of the battle?
I do not remember the name of the battle. I remember what happened though. The battle was touted as the success of the English longbowmen against the French knight. Fact is, longbow arrows could not pierce French knight armor. What happened was, they were in a really big ditch essentially between two hills, and it was muddy because it had been raining, and the longbowmen were shooting at the knights. Well, the knights were trying to get to the English knights so they could ransom them off. They ignored the longbowmen, but their heavy armor in the mud made it almost impossible for them to move. Some would drown in mud running through the longbowmen. The longbowmen just dropped their longbows, took a knife, and stabbed the guys in the neck in the areas where their armor didn't cover. Because the French knights decided to ignore troops and keep going to try to get the knights. They lost a battle that they should never have lost. It's just the biggest military blunder in all of history, in my opinion, next to attacking Russia in the winter, both times. Woo, and the fact that Hitler did not learn his lesson from Napoleon still just befuddles me. Oh, and the other reason is I really think French is an ugly language. I
I think it's a beautiful language.
think it's disgusting. But even when I was a baby, it made me cry. My mom used to like watching French foreign films, and every time the French language happened, I cried. I think it's a hideous language.
You and I recently, I introduced you to the wonderful television show Jack of All Trades
Epic.
with Bruce Campbell. And it has a lot of French dislike because the bad guys are French. It's in 1801. Napoleon is in it. He's played by Vern Troyer, who is Mini-Me from Austin Powers. And
Totally epic.
it's just the most wonderful show. Wouldn't you agree?
It is. It's the best show I've ever seen in my entire life. And that is not hyperbole right there.
It's so bad. Like, the puns that Bruce throws out are just
Incredible.
incredible.
They're sex. They're like sex in your ears.
That's another reason why how the media has sort of told us that we should not like French people. So there you go, Josh. That's why.
The media's given us a lot of ammo to make fun of them with.
Next, this one is specifically for me. It wasn't in a comment, but it was listener feedback that I got personally. After our discussion about guilty musical pleasures, one of our listeners, Chris, has decided to create a list of better music for me.
Good. That's very good. Something to pull you away from Nickelback. Ugh.
Everybody had something to say about Nickelback
Yeah.
in the comment
It's because it's
section.
very unfortunate.
I'm still going to listen to them.
And we assumed you were a smarter person than that, Meg.
I am still smart. I just have different tastes. I have different veins of music I like. I have Nickelback and stuff like that. I also kind of like, Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, like that kind of stuff.
And that's also a shame.
And then I also like classical piano. I mean, or,
You have a very strange
my
taste in
favorite
music.
composer ever is Gustav Holst. I love Gustav Holst. I like lots of music.
I like Beethoven. I feel bad for saying that because, like, everybody, well, not everybody, but most people who like classical music or early romantic music like Beethoven. And I feel embarrassed. I kind of like the pop music of.
Beethoven was the pop music of the time.
But he was freaking
He
awesome.
was
He
freaking
deserved
awesome.
to be pop music. Beethoven gets me pumped.
Yeah.
Like, he is my workout music.
Or Handel.
Okay, yeah. Now I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No
No.
handlebars. That song, right?
No.
That is a joke. Okay, is it my turn?
It's your turn for the last question for the audience.
User feedback. It seems many people agree that Pokemon, the video game, is incredible because it is. It's like sex for your eyes and ears.
Everything's like sex for you
Yes,
today.
and fingers. It's like sex for everything. And so my question was, what's your favorite Pokemon and why? Leave some comments. I'm going to say mine right now.
I'm gonna save mine. Maybe we should save it
Should save.
for.
But I'm so impatient.
I know. I'm gonna make you wait a week.
Oh, this sucks.
Because then we can talk about everybody else's and ours as well.
Okay. Please leave a comment. Pick your favorite Pokemon. If you don't like Pokemon, just say which one you think looks cool and why, or if maybe you want to get it to say Cowabunga or something like that. Hint, hint. So yeah.
Also, a reason why it's cute is a totally legitimate reason why a Pokemon would be your favorite. For me.
For a layman, yes. Not for one who visits
If
Bulbapedia
you,
on a regular
I was just about to say, if
basis.
you don't know any Pokemon, go to Bulbapedia, Bulbapedia.com.
Yes. Well, no, look it up on Google, because it's like Bulbapedia at Bulbagarden or something like that.
Okay.
So look it up, Google Bulbapedia.
And then look at pictures, and if you find one that you think looks rockin', that's your favorite Pokemon.
But not necessarily rocking, because there's a rock
There is a
type,
rock
and
type. That's
you might not
awesome.
like Onix. I don't know. I like Onix, although he is very phallic. He looks like a penis.
So yeah, leave us a comment at what's our website? Oh, sorry. At
Wow.
uncertaindiscussions.wordpress.com. Leave us a comment and review on iTunes at discussions of an uncertain nature. That's about it.
Yep.
That's all we have for you today. Sorry about the sound. I will remember the microphone next time.
Thank you for listening.